الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam into this world is the very same day that Allah sent Shaitan into this world. The day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent Haqq into this world, it's the very same day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Batil into this world. The day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Adam alayhi salam with the propagation of Haqq, it's the very same day that Allah allowed and commanded Shaitan with the propagation of Batil. Haqq is a representation of Tawheed, oneness, unity. Haqq is a representation of Islam and surrendering. Haqq is a representation of Sidq and honesty. Haqq is a representation of amanat, trustworthiness. Haqq is a representation of iffat, which is chastity. Haqq is a representation of jood and saha, which is generosity and open-handed. Haqq is a representation of khawf and khashiyat, having fear and having the heart that trembles before Allah. Haqq is a representation of attaining halal and lawful livelihood. Haqq is a representation of adal, which is justice and fairness. Haqq is a representation of all good and all morals that are set right from the beginning right to the end. While batil and falsehood, which we say, is a representation of shirk, associating partners with Allah. Batil is a representation of kufr, disbelief. Batil is a representation of kizb, lies. Batil is a representation of zina, adultery. Batil is a representation of zulm and jor, which is oppression and tyranny. Batil is a representation of bukhl and shuh, to be miserly and be stingy. Batil is a representation of khiyanat, treachery. Batil is a representation of breaking one's word and not keeping to your promises. Batil is a representation of all evil character from the beginning to the end. In the world, these two forces exist. One is powered by Rahman, and he has used Anbiya alayhi salam for the propagation of Haqq. And the other is that Allah gave a chance to Shaitan, and he uses other devils, and he uses other Shaitan, and other people also. Shayateen al-insi wal-jinn, Shaitan from man and jinn, to propagate batil. In the beginning of time, right to Fir'aun and his drowning, when batil dominated the earth, dominated a community, an area, then Allah sent heavenly azab. Allah sent punishment that which was divine, and He drowned them. He either swallowed them up into the earth, or He either sent the wind which lifted them and, you know what, plunged them onto walls and sides and separated their heads from their body. He either used the sea and the water to drown them. فَكُلَّا نَخَذْنَا بِزَنْبِي فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتُ الصَّيْحَةَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Every nation that represented Batil, and Allah decided to destroy because Batil was becoming dominant on the earth, then Allah says that we send down the water and we drown them. We open the earth and we swallow them. We send the wind that lifted them up and crushed them. Or we send a shout that deafened their ears and caused them mort. This continued. And it came to Fir'aun. That's the last heavenly azab. That's the last heavenly azab that came upon mankind. فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ. We took him and we took his army and we threw them into the sea. Regarding all batil, Allah says we clean the earth. From the beginning He says what? Nuh alayhi salam, He says, Ba'adul Baqeen. He says, no one remained after that. For Ad hal tara lahum min baqiya. You see any remnants? Samud, He says, وَقَطَعْنَا دَابِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. The last one, we cut them as well. Clean the earth of batil and kufr. Then after that, what was the sunnah of Allah? That after the drowning of Fir'aun, what system Allah used? Allah used man against man. Allah used man against man. Not necessarily Muslim. When a nation became disobedient, when the nation was representing batil, then Allah used man. Bukht-e Nasr was used for the Bani Israel. And they were casted out and they ran to Mesopotamia. Allah used Dawood alayhi salam against the forces of Jalut. David killed Goliath. قَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ. So the system changed. That man against man. We will decide who will have sovereignty of the land and the earth. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِئُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah is the king of all kings. He'll give sovereignty of the earth to whom He wants. And He will snatch it from whom He wants. Our Nabi, the greatest of all Nabis, Imamul Anbiya, he also fought battles. He fought in 9 major battles. And he was the commander of the battle as well. Victory and defeat on a battlefield does not determine success and failure. Success and failure is something else. Why? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Uhud, Al-harbu sijarun baynana, yatadawaluna minna, wa natadawalu minhum. War is even spoils. Sometimes we give the enemy gains upper hand, they will take from us. And sometimes we will take from them. And a'udhu billah, if we say victory and defeat is showing and a representation of success and failure, then Hussein in Karbala is a failure. Then Hassan being poisoned is a failure. Then the Nabi losing in Uhud is a failure. No. Success and failure is separate from victory and defeat in a battlefield. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought in 9 battles. And he instilled this, that to rid of the zulm of the earth and to rid of the tyranny of the earth, he instilled in those people before him, which was Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala an. He instilled this, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنْ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى. I am that Nabi that I wish that I get killed. I give me life again. I get killed for the sake of Allah. Again and again and again, 5 times. He says, 5 lives I'll give it for what? Establishing haq on this earth. I'll give it for the sake of Allah. Sabit bin Akram radiallahu ta'ala in the battle of Yamama. So Yamama was that battle where they defeated Musaylama Kazzab, the false prophet. So Sabit bin Akram, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is standing on his side. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he looked very tense and worried. So Sabit bin Akram looks at him and he says, Ya Aba Huraira, ka'annaka tara jumu'an kaseera. Hey Abu Huraira, looks like you're seeing a great number of people, or you're seeing that the enemy has a lot military power. He says, yes, fa'innaka lam tashhad badran. Abu Huraira became Muslim when Allah's Nabi Sassam was 57 years old. And the battle of Badr had already passed. So Sabit bin Akram says to Abu Huraira, hey, you were not present in Badr, that's why you're feeling like that. In Badr we were 300, they were 900 and over. Inna la nunsaru bil adad, wala bil udad, walakin nunsaru billah. He says, we never gain victory and we never become triumphant on the strength of our military power, nor our numbers. We became victorious on the strength and the score of Allah. إِيَنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَيَغْزُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. If Allah is going to help you, then who is going to overpower you? If Allah is going to forsake you, then who is going to help you? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows the armies of Allah. He used a mosquito for who? For Namruz. He took the water at his command and drowned Firaun. He picked up the wind and he turned Ad. He blew a shout and he destroyed Samud. He opened the earth and he swallowed Qarun. That's the score. Allah. Hirkel is sitting in Antioch. So the army comes back from Yarmouk. And they were a great number. So he looks at them. He says, أَغْبِرُونِ أَنْ هَاُولَٰي الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Remember, a defeat was registered, a record defeat in Yarmouk. Because the numbers were no way near the numbers who? The number of Muslims during the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu and the number of Romans. He says, how come you defeated? أَغْبِرُونِ يَنْ هَاُولَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Inform me of those people you fighting. أَلَيْسُ بَشَرًا مِسْلَكُمْ. Are they not men like you? What happened? He says, نعم, they are men like us. أَأَنْتُمْ أَكْسَرْهُمْ أَهُمْ أَكْسَرْ. Are you greater in number or they greater in number? Says, نَحْنُ أَكْسَرَ مِنْهُمْ عَدَافًا كَسِيرًا فِي كُلِّ مَوْتِنٍ. He says, we at every occasion our numbers were greater than them by many folds. Then tell me how you're getting defeated. So one elderly man stood up and he says, لِأَجْلِ أَنَّهُمْ يَكُومُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَسُومُونَ النَّهَارَ وَيُفُونَ بِالْعُهُودِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيَتَنَاصَفُونَ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَلِأَجْلِ أَنَّنَا نَشْرِبُ الْخَمْرَ ونزني وننكد الأحد ونكسب ونزلم ونسكت الله تعالى ونفسد في الأرض فسادا. He says, you know why? It's because they standing up in the night and they crying before their Allah. And they fasting during the day for the sake of their Allah. They don't break their word. They keep to their promises. They just amongst each other. They enjoying what is good and they forbid what is evil. And he says, you know us? We ride the horses of haram in the night. We drink wine. We don't keep to our word. We usurp the properties of others. We make zulm on others. That's the score. So Hercules says something great. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ صَدَقْتَ لَيَرِسُنَّ مَا تَحْتَ قَدَمَيَّ هَذَا. He says, if you speak in the truth that these people are like this, then I can tell you that this under my feet, this throne, they're going to take it. They're going to own it. They're going to own it. So brothers, the score comes back. Everyone knows what's going on. For the last 27 or 28 days, everyone knows what's going on. The blood of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has become cheap. Has become cheap in the hands of the enemies. How? In fiqh, if you understand that if you steal in a Muslim country, then they will cut your hand. According to Imam Malik, rubu' dinar. Rubu' dinar means quarter dirham, which is just over quarter dinar, which is over just over 3 dirhams. While the others, Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Shafi says samanul mijinna. Samanul mijinna is the cost of a water skin which they use for water at that time. So Imam Abu Hanifa says at the time of Rasulullah SAW it was 10 dirhams. While Imam Shafi and Ahmad says that you know what, it is 3 dirhams. So for 3 dirhams, 10 dirhams is the minimum bahar, which is about 55 or 60 some rand. So they said they cut the hand for 60 rand, something you stole for 60 rand. Understand this. Now, if I hurt so and so, then there is qisas, retaliation. I must pay for his hand. If I have to pay off his hand, then nisfu diyatin nafs. The half of the blood money of a person is the value of the hand. What is the diyat of nafs? 100 camels. What is half of that? 50 camels. So I must pay the value of 50 camels for destroying and injuring his hand, which is paralyzed. 50 camels, you work it out. Approximately average 20 to 25,000 rand. Now let's go back. So fuqaha had a debate. How come that over here it is 50 camels and over there for 10 dirhams you're cutting the hand? So one great faqih stood up and he said, إِذَا كَانَتِ الْيَدُ أَمِينَةً كَانَتْ سَمِينَةً وَإِذَا خَانَتْ هَانَتْ. Very nicely. He says, when the hand was trustworthy, then the value, it was precious and high. And when the hand started stealing, the value went out and then it became low. So the value and the blood of a Muslim has become cheap because of the amal of Muslim. Because our amal is like that. Brothers, there was that time in the ummah when the ruhani, you say, the strength one is your physical strength. And the other is the spiritual strength. Many people who train and lift weights, they can't lift a blanket up in the morning and come for Fajr. Many people who cycle, and they cycle all year, one more tawaf and 2 rakat salah is a very hard. Leave it, man. You know what? It's not far. They're cycling every day. Why? There's something inside here is calling. And that is missing. Many people who spend the night awake fishing, they cannot spend the night on the musalla. Many people who wake up for an alarm and they shed tears for the loss of their business, they cannot wake up on the call for salah and shed tears for their sins. Why? Is that there's two different strengths. The strength, physical strength, you separate it from the spiritual strength. Migdam ibn Mati Karab is at the age of 110. He falls from the horse and he pulls the tail. 110, brothers. These people are sitting on the chair here. Sometimes I also sit on the chair because of my knees. He pulled the tail of the enemy's horse and brought it back. And he dropped the enemy down. At 110, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, during the battle of Yamama, he says, Aina Qa'qa ibn Malik? Where's Qa'qa ibn Malik? Wa kana sawtu yusawi alfa sawtin. His voice was such that is equal to 1,000 voices. When he says Allahu Akbar, it's like 1,000 people shouting Allahu Akbar. Barra ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, Allah's Abu Bakr, and he says, call Barra, we're losing here. He says, why you call him? He says, lo aqsama ala Allahi la barrahu. Barra ibn Malik is that person, when he lifts his hands in dua, every dua is accepted. So bring him in front. And they turn the defeat into a victory. During the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu writes to Umar. Amr bin As was in the conquest of Egypt. He says, we need backup. He says, you need backup? He says, I'm sending 4,000 people. You got 4,000, I'm sending 4,000. But with the 4,000, I send 4 people. Each one is equal to 1,000. I send Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu. I send Ubadah bin Samik, Migdad bin Aswad, and Maslama ibn Makhlad. So in reality, what you got? You got 12,000 people. One man equal to 1,000 people. Brothers, we must admit and must acknowledge that we have become weak and we have become disabled, and we find ourselves in despondency when we see things like this happen, Ummat. Why? They took our knight and they gave us what? Paddle tennis. And they gave us what? The soccer that we're playing on the nest for the entire night. They took it from a musalla and they put it there. And they took the spirit of striving in the path of Allah and they gave us flags in our hand we must wave. Those are their instruments. And we bought it. Our entire youth bought it. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, with that, they set a precedence for the ummah. If you want to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah wal-lazina ma'ahu, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. What is the proof that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? Those with him. What is those with him? Jafar bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu is in Mota and he looks what's going on in front of him and he takes the legs of the horse and he cuts it and he says, Ya habbaza al-jannah wa qatirabuha. طَيِّبَةٌ بَارِدَةٌ شَرَابُهَا وَالرُّومُ رُومُ قَدَّنَ أَزَابُهَا وَالْكَافِرَةُ بَعِيدَةٌ نَنْصَابُهَا أَلَيَّ إِذْ لَاقِيْتُهَا دِرَابُهَا. He says, Jannat, what a beautiful place. I am coming now. The Roman's doom is at hand. And he takes his sword and he goes front. Jafar, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رَأَيْتُ جَافَرًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. I saw Jafar flying in Jannat. Hands replaced with wings. لَهُ جَنَاهَانْ مُدَرَّجَتَانْ بِالدَّمْ. And the wings were blotted with his blood. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu says that, Ya nafs Allah tuqtari tamuti hazam himamu al-mawti qad suliti wa ma tamanniti faqad utiti in taf'alu fi'lahu ma faqad huditi. Oh soul, what are you delaying? So long you enjoyed life, is the time to jump into the swimming pool of maut and embrace your Allah. The youth, Samura bin Jundub radiallahu anhu and Rafi, they both competing to go and take part in the path of Allah. And what they do? They says, no, you permitted Samura, then you must permit me. They says, let's have a wrestling match. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu made a wrestling match between the two. It says, one won. He says, okay, both of you all go. The next one comes, Umayr bin Abi Waqqas comes. He stands on his toes, he says, Oh Allah, pick me. Pick me, let me go out. What has happened to the youth of this ummah today? What has happened to us? Is it only a talk? Or are we wishing like how we see cricket scores? What's the latest? How many died this side? How many tanks went this side? Or is the talk in my heart? Is the talk in my heart? Oh, what we did? We watered into this, make a little collection and finish. Or the answer to zulm is what? Allah tanfiru yu'azzibkum azaban alima. You will not go out in the path of Allah. Allah will bring in front of your eyes a painful punishment. Allah will bring it. The Arabs with this, نحن بنو الدبا أصحاب الجملي الموت أحلى عندنا من الأصلي نحن بنو موتي is الموت نزلي. If I were born to die, man. Mort is more beloved to us than honey. They're shouting out and they're saying, and ours is this year, no. Hey, Allah reward those people. There are 10,000 people to date has lost their lives. And they lost their life, why? Because of the zulm of those people. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَلَىٰ نِسَانِ دَعُودَ وَإِسَبْنِ مَرْيَمَ. They have been cursed on the tongue of the Nabis. Those people who went to take the head of Zakariya alayhi salam out. Those people who went to kill Isa alayhi salam. Those people who went and they poisoned the meat of Rabbi sallallahu alayhi salam. Those people who put sihar on our Nabi. Those people who killed 70 Nabis in the morning and they opened the shop in the afternoon and did like nothing happened. There'll be no raham in their heart. Don't wish for it. There's only one answer. That you and I in our heart we make a decision and stand up also. That I will oppose zulm. Whether it's in my house, whether it's in my community, and whether it's where, I will oppose and stand up against zulm. And use the instruments that the Sharia got, gave us, and not the instruments that the kuffar placed those flags, and they placed this, and say this. They gave us that. What we got, the tears and the night. What we got is the kunutun nazila. What we got, let's take our sword and stand up. So brothers, Allah Ta'ala make ease for the ummah. Allah reward those people. Allah extinguish the flames of war. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make these people firm. And Allah give us also tawfiq to take a share. How? With just sincere dua. With just sincere dua. And with a decision in my heart. Decision in my mind. That you know what? I will oppose zulm. I will stand up for haq. Habib bin Zayd is murdered by Musaylama Kazzab in such a way that hand is cut off, leg and leg is cut off. And his mother hears of this and she says, وَلِهَذَا الْيَوْمْ أَرْضَعْتُهُ. For this day I breastfed him that he must become a shaheed. Khansa, when the news of her four sons come that they all became shaheed. Alhamdulillahi allazi sharrafani bi mawti haulai. All praises to Allah that honored me with the death of all these people. And that mother is wishing that what my child will become, and then he has no morals in him of the ummah today. Let's change this, brothers. We wish for morals and values and stand up for adl and insaf, and we'll drop zulm and jewel. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us all tawfiq, and Allah make ease. Sincere dua, brothers. Sincere. There's no putting likes and dislikes, and there's no scoring and having this year and doing this year. No. It's a sincere dua. One tear, you don't know what will change in the ummah. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.